when I talk about that with other people, it would be me wanting to just bring awareness to them that children in your community, regardless of race, religion, education, or economic status, mm-hmm. abuse and neglect occurs through all that. It's happening in your communities, and abuse can be, you know, physical, sexual, neglect. Typically, what I found as a caseworker is that, you know, a child may came into care for physical abuse, but then once we started working with the family and really digging through the dynamics of that family and sometimes the generations, we found generational abuse for one, and it's always kept secret, especially sexual abuse. So once we start working with those kids, I mean, we just discover a whole family history of generational abuse. And it could be that parents weren't taught how to care for their children because they weren't cared for as children. So it just keeps going. And without an intervention, the children who come into care, you know, could potentially be perpetrators of abuse when they're adults. Neglect usually comes in the form of substance abuse by the parents. And I think children being removed for drug abuse is pretty prevalent.